It's not a country club. It's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on a scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into caves by their hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep them looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Bowtech, Smith & Wesson, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling myth. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out there in your backyard and enjoy some of this unseasonably warm weather that we're having. There is no reason whatsoever for you not to fire up a grill this weekend, smoker or deep fryer. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We are cooking this weekend, right, brother?
That's right, buddy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is all about water game this weekend, and this water game is not just for fins.
Okay, so you got me thinking now. What do you want to talk about with regard to water games?
Well, just got to look at your show plan, buddy. Yeah, we're going to talk all about anything coming out of the water, throwing it on the grill.
Sounds like a good
thing. Got some good stuff lined up. We've got our good buddy T-Gid will be coming along in the second segment. And I talked a couple weeks ago about the naked oyster in Hyannis, Massachusetts, out on the Cape. And so I called up the owner of that place, and her name is Florence Lowell. And Florence will be joining us in the third segment. But also wanted to hit, since the weather's really breaking, some of these slackers out there are just pulling their grills out because they didn't use them all winter long. So I thought it'd be good to just go over some basics on what to do to get your grill ready. And Jop, you've got a couple charcoal grills. What do you do this time of year to get those things ready for heavy usage?
Well, you know, pull them out of the barn, pull them out of the storage shed, wherever you've got them, and open them up, and let's start taking them apart. And what I mean by that is whether you've got a green egg or a Kamado smoker that's charcoal or all the way right down to your Weber, we'll start with the Weber. And really, you only got two or three pieces there that you've got to pull apart. But what I want to do is I want to take a wire brush to those grates, get all that winter rust off of there, and then when I get down to the kettle part of my Weber grill or my kettle grill, you know what I've found that works best is a shop vac. And I'll take a heavy brush, maybe a nylon brush, not so much metal, but a nylon brush, and I'll fire up that shop vac, and I'll just hit the bottom of that thing with a wire brush, and boy, does that clean that up nice. I'm not a big one to put soaps or any kind of water or anything in that grill because all that's going to do is leave, especially soaps, it's going to leave some sort of a residue that's going to taste bad on my food the first couple times I cook.
That's right. And if you're using a wire brush, make sure you've cleaned that grate thoroughly when you're done to make sure there's a little inspection done for miscellaneous
point.
Little barbs of the wire coming off your brush because those kill people every year. And if you're sucking ash out in the spring, that means you didn't do a good job putting it away in the fall.
That's exactly right.
Because there's actually some acids that lie in those ashes, and it might suck up moisture based on where you have it stored, and that increases the potential for rotting out the bottom of that grill that you paid so dearly for.
Very good point, Bob, because if we're going into the Kamado smoker, if you've had that out all year, now you got to be a little bit careful because that thing's been sitting there. It's been cold all year. If it's up to temperature like it is now, then it won't be as brittle. But if you start handling that ceramic when it's cold out, then it becomes brittle. But again, I'm a big advocate of taking this thing apart piece by piece and cleaning all the pieces. And my favorite tool is a shop vac with a charcoal grill because I don't have to shovel. I don't have the mess.
Well,
it's not on the ground.
And it's been sitting for months, so you know there's no hot ashes in there. You want to be careful never to suck your grill's ashes out with a shop vac if it has been burning in the last couple of days because garages burn down every year.
They absolutely do.
Because most shop vacs are plastic now.
Right, and think about that is what you're doing is what makes flame. You've got fuel and air, right? And you're drawing those coals, if they're even remotely warm.
You'll wake them right up.
Yeah, instantly, and you will start a fire.
I'm enjoying this old Siberian from Crankers. What do you think about this seasonal release from Crankers? Old Siberian. It's a nice English ale.
Yep, it was nice his winter beer this year, and we saw him up when we were up at Tip Up Town.
That's right.
They're a long ways from there now. I don't think they got much ice up there.
That was a big fishing weekend too. So it's all about the fish. But I just happened to have a couple of 22s of this sitting in the garage, so I thought I'd bring them in this morning.
I had a couple, but they're gone. They're that good.
Then the other thing is, I'll talk a little bit about a gas grill tune-up. And it, again, if you're the type that doesn't use your grill throughout the snowy months and you're just getting it going, you're going to find maybe a few surprises in that thing when you get it out. So plan on getting some work gloves on because everything's black inside and it's really hard to get off your hands. But pop the grates out, whatever grates are in there. Inspect your shields. You can take your shields off. And inspect your burner tubes because those burner tubes don't last forever. Depending on the grill and the make of the tube, you might see that some of them are rotted away, or you might already know they're rotted away because last fall it was shooting flames out in every direction except where you wanted them.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing with a gas grill that you got to be really smart about is to make sure that you take a peek at the connector tube from your valve to your burner and from your can to your valve because very often, if it's an older grill, they can be rubber, they can be cracked. If it's propane, if it's a propane grill, that's a really dense fuel. And if you got a little crack in that line and you've got fire in your box, you'll have maybe a little stream of propane shooting out. That can ignite real easily, and that's a really hot, dense flame. And I mean, people burn their houses down with rear burners coming on or a rear flame coming out of their grill. So inspecting that burner tube or any of the burner tubes in your grill is a really good idea.
You know, Bob, we've had people talk to us about before is that those little mud wasps or spiders or something will make a nest in the little gas orifice down there and completely plug it up. And they think their tank's empty. They'll run and get a new tank. They hook it up. Nothing changes. That's an area that you want to take a look at, too. Yeah. Where is that on a grill?
Yeah, typically they're spiders, and they pack sand in them. And I think they like the smell of the gas or something. I don't know. But just various, like maybe the tube right when it comes off the orifice inside your burner, there's generally an air shutter there, and that's not such a bad spot. It's very often the tube or the connector where you took your tank off. So, you know, if you store it, if there's no plastic cap left for it, you know, just throw a little piece of duct tape or electrical tape on it when you store it, and that'll keep it clean. Also, if something does get in there like debris, and then you hook up your gas tank to it with the pounds of pressure that are involved there, when you turn that can on, you're going to blow the debris into your valve, and now you've got a problem with your valve. And that gets expensive when you start replacing parts.
Yeah,
like that.
It just all perpetuates itself. So now let's assume you get it clean, but that grate maybe isn't as clean as you'd like it to be. One of the things you can do anytime throughout the year, but I always do it at the beginning of the year, whether it's charcoal or gas, is I'll take that grate, get that fire going really hot, and take that grate and wrap it in tin foil. And for some reason, that'll create a char on that inside that tinfoil wrap. And you let that thing heat for 15, 20 minutes. You take that foil off there. Anything that was left on that grate is going to be like a gray, powdery ash. You hit it a couple times with a brush, and you're really going to have a clean grate when you do that. And it allows you to make sure that you got all the funk from the winter off the grill.
Nice. Boy loves his charcoal.
I do, man.
I mean, he loves his tinfoil.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. And aluminum foil also, you can use it to clean your grill, and you can just wad a piece up and rub it along your grates. If you don't have a brush or a stone to clean those grates, just some wadded up tin foil works really good for that too. And, you know, just shutting your lid on your grill, firing it up and letting it get good and hot will cook all the bacteria out of that grill that's been growing for the last several months. You might find mold inside it, like smokers in particular with that heavy patina that's in them. Just get it good and hot, crank that thing up and get it sweating and kill off any bacteria that's in there before you cook with it.
Exactly. Heat it up, let it cool down again, inspect it, and then start cooking with it. It's really, really strong recommendation to just not roll that thing out of the shed and fire it up and put burgers on there for you and mama because you're not going to like the way they taste.
So it's time for a little Snap Fitness Minute here. Snap Fitness, good sponsor for the Grilling Guys. There's gyms throughout Michigan, actually throughout the United States. When you get a membership at Snap, you get a really cool little card on a lanyard. You just wave it at the door 24/7. You can go in and work out. I was in there this morning working out, just really, really grunting it, and the place was already filling up with people. So great place to get in shape. But one of the Snap Fitness suggestions is never take an elevator when you can avoid it. Always take the stairs. And I do this when I travel. I'm usually dragging bags and whatnot, and I'm going through O'Hare or whatever. There's escalators and all this stuff, and I just take the steps. So burn off those calories. You can have another burger.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking with our friend T. Gidd. It's been a while since Lafayette, Louisiana man has been on the show, and we're looking forward to it. Going to talk a little shellfish. Stick with us. We'll be back.